You're listening to the IFL TV podcast in association with Lonsdale MTK Global, sponsored by William Hill. This is Coogan Kessis for IFL TV in association with MTK Global. What are you doing?
Dylan Simon, look. I'm here. Let's go.
I am joined by the victorious Dillian White. Dillian, I've got to apologise to you.
Why?
Because I'm a little bit fucking drunk still. But anyway, how are you?
I'm good. It's good to see you.
I've walked in your room and you're watching fights of potential opponents already.
Yeah, I've been getting fighting straight away, man. Yeah. There's some good fights out there, you know, obviously, you know, if the unification fight happens and I don't get my shot, then I'll be busy. And I think, you know, a guy like Trevor Bryan is a good fight. He just won the WBA regular world title. So, yeah, we can dust up for that in July.
You spoke about that last night after the fight. So is that what... Have you spoke to Eddie? Is that?
I told Eddie, but Eddie's going to try and put me in some hard fight again, man. You know, Eddie and Joe's put me in hard fights. He was happy last night to see me win. It's good.
Have you actually watched the fight back?
No, I haven't.
That's weird that you'll go and watch a potential opponent, but you won't watch your own fight back. That's
in the past, man. No, look, I'm a guy that has looked to the future, you know what I'm saying? I try and look to the future and try and plan towards the future. You know, obviously, there's not much to take away from that fight. It's a fight that's eliminating, you know, the bugs and going again, so... I don't look too much at the past. I look on improving and trying to do better next time, you know, so I look forward instead of backwards.
When you think, because you haven't watched it back, when you think back to the performance, was there anything that you wasn't happy with?
Yeah, I wasn't happy. I didn't knock him out in the first round. You know, I could have, but I had to calm myself down because I was dumping too much adrenaline, too much excitement, so I had to regroup and go again.
Wait, Magic, can you figure it out? Do you know those? Like, say, the opening round, how much of what happened back in August played on your mind going into that?
Nothing. I was ready to go from the bell, from the first bell. I was ready to go. I was ready to start getting off, man. But then I had to calm myself down, settle myself down, because Povetkin's still a dangerous guy and he's still very sharp, you know?
We spoke about it a little bit after the fight, but the role your team have played, and you, the guys like Xavier and all these guys don't always kind of get the recognition for what they do within your team.
Yeah, but my coaches always get the recognition because coaches are coaches. You know, coaches, they get the recognition, but, you know, obviously now there's a level, and now they're working at the big-time level, now they get more recognition, you know. And people see, obviously, a good thing is we've had two fights, and he's been head coach, obviously, Arrow's come in. We've had two fights, one fight wasn't good, and the second fight was good. So people always judge and make their decisions or whatever, but let's see.
Speaking to Eddie Hearn after the fight yesterday, and he said that maybe after one, he wouldn't mind trying to make that Deontay Wilder fight. It's a fight that you've said that you've wanted for several years, obviously. But is that realistic? A possibility for the?
I don't care, man. That's not a fight. Whatever makes sense, that's not a fight. But Wilder, who knows? He might not be ready to fight until December or something. So I might need another fight before then or whatever. You know, I want to keep fighting. I want to be. Is it what kind of 2-3 fights a year for the next few years, then, you know, I might get to 40 wins and 2 losses. Let's see. You know, that's a good career.
Is it?
Yeah, 40 wins, 2 losses.
How many wins have you had now?
28.
Oh, okay, yeah. Yeah, no, fair enough. But ideally for you, you want to fight in the summer, then you want to fight back in...
Yes, I love to fight here again in the summer, they fight December in England.
Do you really want to fight here, or did you just
say I'd love to fight here again, 100%. Yeah, of course. Be the outdoor stadium and have a good fight here for a royal title. That'll be good. Yeah.
Okay. For what reason?
Because the people done a lot, they move a lot to get the fight here, you understand? And I love the atmosphere here, it's a good place. And it's easy to get to as well. From England, it's easy. If you're in Europe, it's easy to get to. You can drive from every country in Europe to get here. You see what I'm saying? So it's easy. England's a bit difficult because you have to fly and this and the other and stuff, so a bit difficult. So here it's very easy to get to.
Yeah. your foreign.
Yeah, Spencer.
Alfieri.
I'll call him back in a minute.
Again, we spoke about this. You told me this week that I asked you if you were scared going into the fight, and you said you wasn't scared, you was just concerned.
Yes.
And it was that purely to the fact that last time out it didn't go your way, that was what your concern was?
No, I was just concerned because the guy's a big puncher and he's a dangerous guy, he's a very wily, experienced guy, so of course you have to have concern. You're fighting a good guy, he's not a shit guy, so you have to have concern. I mean, this concern is like give you an edge to be defensively aware. See, last night, as soon as he faint and try and set the same thing up, a backup or a cross up, or I was ready to defend. So, having that little concern, give you that little edge, that little, you know what I'm saying, you know. I wasn't biting on his feints, but as soon as he make a move, I bit on it and I defended and did whatever I had to do. So, yeah.
Again, I'm not going to word this to you, but when I spoke to Eddie Hearn yesterday, he said that, look, you've got to look at it, and some people looked at it like your career was on the line.
Yeah, no, that's what everyone was looking at.
That wasn't a good thing for you.
That's what everyone was looking at. My career was on the line. That's what they was all looking at. So I had to show up yesterday, you know, I had to show up. But did it get the job done, so that's all I can ask for.
Are you all right?
Yeah.
You're moving. You're watching the boxing as well. You look like you're...
No, I'm looking for the next victim, man. Sorry, just thinking what would I have done when he did that, you know. We good. Steven is giving it, this guy work. Good fight. What's he, 25-0 or something? World champion. It's a good fight. And he's quite sharp as well, so it'd be good.
Has it been worth it, that the year you've took out in numerous camps, the fact that you haven't seen your newborn child, which I found that's crazy. Your child's probably about 3 years old now.
Yeah, you know.
Has it been worth it? Everything you've put in and the sacrifices you've made.
It has, man. It has, you know, obviously. I'm a warrior and I'm a fighter and a competitor. The most important thing was getting the victory, and we got the victory. So now we readjust and we go again, man. But I think I'll rest 2 weeks, 2 months. But now I'm already thinking I want to get back to training and get back to fighting again already. You know.
So what's the plan for you? Are you gonna base yourself out here, or are you going home? What are you doing?
I don't know. Right here, I can train and be active, and I got a gym to train. In England, a lot of things are a bit closed and shut up, so why am I going to go there and just sit down in my house and get fat? No, I'll stay here where I can be active, train. You know, so it's still locked down here as well, but it's more free, there's more freedom, there's more, so I'm saying, so I can do a lot more and be a lot active instead of sitting in my house, going out of my head, you know?
Did it feel good yesterday as well that what you spoke about, kind of people that have, on social media, maybe giving you a little bit of stick and doubted you ahead of the rematch, and was it good to kind of prove them wrong, shall we say?
I didn't prove anyone wrong, man. I don't worry about proving people wrong. I just worry about doing my thing and doing what I need to. I don't worry about what people say I do. That's up to them. People always have something to say regardless of what I do anyway. So I'm just one of those guys. So I just focus on, you know, just proving my team right, basically. My team's my biggest supporter, man.
But there were a lot of people I saw that did believe that you would get beat again instantly.
Yeah, there's loads of people. Like, it was like 97% of the people thought they'd get... Only my true loyal fans.
97%.
Not 97%, 90-something.
Oh, okay. Oh, well, I still think that's a bit high as well.
No, man, there's a lot of people that thought... There's a lot. People mentioned me saying, oh, you're going to get knocked out, you're going to do this. But I was laughing in my mind thinking, I'm not perfect enough, faster than he knocked me out. You know? That's why I was, you know, I went out a bit crazy in the first one, letting bombs go, because I was trying to get him out, but, you know.
Are you telling me people were actually messaging you?
Yeah, I can show you. I can show you.
Messaging you, telling you, hope you lose and get knocked out.
Yeah, people say, you know, not hope people say, oh, I am going to get knocked out. Not hope people say, oh, Povetkin's too good. Even like Barry Jones saying, if I don't win by knockout, then I'm going to get outboxed because Povetkin's such a good boxer and he will outbox me and this and the other. Loads of interviewers and all these YouTube guys, White's going to get knocked out again, and Povetkin is this, and people say, oh, no one in a 7 amateur fight can beat someone at Povetkin who's a 200 amateur fight and blah, blah, blah. But these guys shut shit, man. I'm used to people talking shit, you know. That's why I was like, you know, I'm going to manhandle him and start putting the smack on him early. That was my plan, and that's what I did.
I find it really weird that people message you and tell you that. Listen, boxing critics or whatever, that's their opinion.
There's a lot of assholes. And don't forget, you need to take this as well. To change it.
You've worn it. all right, well, listen, I know, like, we're all leaving today and everyone's in a rush to...
Packing
your bags, but... Look, just, it was a successful night for you, but have you got anything else you'd like to say just
to finish off? Firstly, I want to thank Alexander Povetkin for taking the rematch. What a brave man he is, what a tough, true warrior and a true fighter is. And that's why people say, oh, why did you bring the chair to him? I said, because I have respect for the guy. I respect the guy. You know, I've got a lot of respect for him. He's got a true champion, a true warrior, and probably one of the bravest heavyweights they've been. Tough guy, very tough guy, took a lot of punishment, strong guy, and he's a good guy. Hopefully he's well and hopefully he's safe. And I just want to thank all the followers that follow me in IFL and stuff like that. I want to thank everyone. Thanks to Gibraltar, thank Matchroom, thanks to Sky Sports and stuff, and The Zone for making this happen, man. And thanks for continuously supporting me when everyone write me off. Thank you for continuously supporting me, man. It's airplane.
Yeah. I know what that is.
You definitely had a couple of drinks last night, didn't you?
Just two or three.
Two or three bottles?
Yeah. No, just literally two or three drinks. Lemonade, I don't know what went over me. Dillian.
You're a bit edgy today, man.
I'm alright. We've got to get on a plane.
Alright,
are you coming on a plane?
No, I drove.
Oh, you drove, didn't you?
I drove.
Okay. Can I come back with you?
Yeah. No, you can't. I'm not even going to say yes because you need to go home.
Yeah, I do need to go home.
Yeah.
I do need to go home.
You're right.
Dillian White, thank you very much for talking to IFL TV. We appreciate your time this week. And it was great to see you get back to winning ways and erase the memory of last year. It is now a memory because...
Yeah, you know, we got the victory, you know, obviously. It's all good, man. We regroup, we go again. Let's see. Now I'm going to call Spencer Fearon back and chat to him. Massive support of mine and always been a support over the years, man. You know, got a lot of time and respect for him.
The knowledge.
Yeah.
Thanks for listening to the IFL TV podcast, sponsored by William Hill in association with Lonsdale MTK Global.